How much more could you achieve over the span of 12 months if you cut out the time you were using your phone, you're using social media, you're using Netflix, Instagram, whatever it is at the moment? How much more could you get done over a 12-month period? You are listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping streetwear brands turn their audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. And how is this idea of productivity relevant to turning your audience into a community? Well, this is one of the subtopics of the podcast. I'm passionate about productivity. And the reason is because in order to turn your audience into a community, it takes work. It's not a passive effort. It is really not a passive effort. In fact, none of this is, right? Even if you want to put in automations and things, there is a lot of this, even in setting up those automations, that is not a passive effort. So there's nothing about it that you can just set and forget. And so that means you need to be putting time and effort and work into this, at least some thought. A lot of our time, the truth is, nowadays, is taken up by our phone, by Netflix, by visual entertainment media. And so I want to share a story of what happened to me when I cut it all out. It was a number of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago now, when I started this daily podcast. I also launched a bit of a challenge that I invited listeners to join me. I invited you to join me in. And it was very simply this, a 30-day entertainment, visual entertainment cut, right? And so what does that mean? It means that we're not watching, I'm not watching movies, TV, not consuming Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, no video games, no movies. I think I already said that. So no visual consumption of any kind, no short form, no long form, except if it's a social activity. And so that's, for example, if I get invited to the movies and then, you know, I want to go out to see a film with friends, like that's fine. That's a social activity. It's not isolated entertainment and consumption. So I've cut it all out. And, you know, when I started this challenge, I said, I'm going to do this for 30 days and see how it goes. Here's the truth. I'm not even 30 days in and I know I'm not going back. I'm never, ever going back, right? And I want to just to talk about a bit more the context around the challenge. You can listen to music, you can listen to podcasts, you can read books, right? However, no visual media consumption in isolation outside of a social activity. And so it has been absolutely incredible. I feel like a more fulfilled person. I feel more productive in my work. I feel more rested in my downtime. I don't even feel the urge or need for those visual entertainment mediums anymore. And look, in all honesty, the first few days was pretty sucky. I was like, man, what do I do? I was bored, maybe even a bit frustrated. I felt like I couldn't have my downtime anymore, like I'd taken away that time of rest. And maybe you are listening to this and thinking, yeah, that's how I'd feel too. And that's how it was for the first 3 days to a week. Is, you know, day one was okay. It's like excitement of the challenge. But day two, three, four, five, you know, that was sucky. I was struggling to even know what to do. But to be honest, after that point, I haven't even missed it, really. I mean, there's been small moments like, I really wish I could watch a film right now. Maybe I should just, you know, have a cheat day. But then I realize, I zoom out, big picture, why am I doing this? It's to have healthier patterns of rest, healthier patterns of work, be more productive in both of those areas, be more productive in work and rest. People don't talk about rest productivity, right? And that's what this is about. How do you have quality rest? It's like quality sleep, but even when you're awake, we need rest, we need downtime. Having quality downtime sometimes is not watching Netflix. You know, and I'm a movie guy. I love movies. I'm a bit of a student of film, and I used to make films. I still every now and then make some films. So I love watching films, and I just watch them with friends now. And when I'm alone in downtime, I've found such rest in just reading books. And so yeah, like I couldn't recommend this more to anyone who's running a streetwear brand and just needs to do the work, I think sometimes that some of the foundational things to get in place is like, is this. Like, it doesn't even matter what you're doing. If you just give yourself the time and if you set the atmosphere and foundation around the work that you're doing. So it's not even the work itself, just the foundation of which you're building the work on top of. What I mean by that is just your personal life, the kind of person you are. Because if you're a deeply fulfilled, a deeply rested, and a deeply motivated person, then doing the work, the stuff that you have to do, whether it's in your streetwear brand or whatever, is going to be so flipping easy. It's going to be a piece of cake. And, you know, it's still not like that, but you sure are making it a hell of a lot easier for yourself. And so this is that. This is the foundational work. And so I encourage you, I mean, you don't have to do this. You know, this is not, I just hope that I can share with you some of the benefits it's had in my life. And maybe that inspires you to seek a challenge like this. You know, I'm a bit of a challenge guy. I do diet challenges. I do entertainment challenges. I do work challenges. I do spiritual challenges, all like physical challenges. It's kind of my thing. You know, I like, it keeps me motivated and stuff. But this is one of those challenges that I'm not going back on. And I don't do that really often. And the reason is because I cannot see any negative aspect to this challenge. There is not one part of this challenge. Like, it only made my life better in all ways. And it fits into my life so perfectly. And I think it can with yours too. So it's one of those challenges that I don't think, as long as I live, I'll ever go back on. Because it's such a, the consumption, the acceptance of consumption of visual media is such a parasite in today's society. And it's, for some reason, a somewhat acceptable one, which I don't think it should be. And even though we talk about it, it usually gets overlooked. Like, we normalize binge watching Netflix. Like, binge watching an entire season of a TV show or an entire TV show in a day. That's not right. That is not natural. You know, like, we should not be normalizing that. Some of the objections against doing something like this is, I hear people talking about, especially like brand owners I've spoken to about this, I hear them speaking about a need to consume for their work. And look, I do draw a barrier on like recreational consumption of media and work consumption. Because sometimes, like, I don't know, you might have seen, I do these brand breakdowns on YouTube where I break down, you know, streetwear brands and their content strategies and show you how you can apply the same thing to your brand. I still need to consume their content to create those. Sometimes I need to search for that content. Sometimes I need to watch a few things so I can actually break it down properly, right? So that's one thing. And I draw a line with the professional side of consumption. However, I truly believe that this need for unintentional and unplanned consumption of short form content in particular is an absolute myth. You do not need to scroll for 30 minutes plus, for an hour, for 2 hours, 4 hours plus a day on social media to run your streetwear brand. You don't need to look at what other streetwear brands are posting to be successful in your own. I think it's an absolute myth. And I don't know, you might have heard of this guy, Casey Neistat, because I'll tell you this story. Casey Neistat, if you don't know of him, he kind of started in, he was one of the early adopters of the daily vlog. And so on YouTube, that is. And so his brother in the last 3 years, I think, Van Neistat, he also created a YouTube channel. And these boys, you got to understand, these brothers have filmmaking backgrounds before YouTube, right? So they were filmmakers first that become content creators, as we call them on YouTube today. And so Van Neistat, the thing about him, he's like middle-aged man, he's got a wife and he's got kids. He's never watched a second of YouTube in his life. And he started this YouTube channel. And it's amazing because something about his videos were so fresh. They had this film look to them. They were made as a short film, like 5 minute like a little 5 minute short film, but it was a vlog, but it was a short film, but it was a vlog. It was so interesting. He didn't have all the aspects that are so common to YouTube that everyone's doing, because he simply didn't know they exist, because he just didn't watch other people. And so he did it in his own way. And so it's amazing, because now he's built an audience of, I think, 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. What does that tell us? Well, it tells us that you don't need to consume other people's stuff to work out how to do it yourself. In fact, you might be better off not consuming, because the only thing that consumption of other people's content, other brands' content will lead to is you looking like them, right? So it comes to the fact, like, do we want to be trans followers, or do you want to be trendsetters? Yeah, I'm sure following trends might get you a few views, but man, when people say that trends are the only way to work things out now, and the only way to see success, like, someone created that trend. Someone created that trend, and they didn't create that trend by copying another trend. You know what I mean? And who's benefiting most of all the, is it the people that are following the trend, or the one who creates it? It's the one who creates it. And so I kind of want to free you from the objection that you need to consume to create a successful business. You don't. There is some times where you do intentional consumption. You say, I'm going to sit down 5 minutes and I'm going to consume this very specific type of content with purpose. And the purpose is to achieve this, right? That's different. You don't need to spend 30 minutes plus a day scrolling on social media to create a successful streetwear brand. That's a myth. And in fact, you'll be better without it. You'll be able to do more. Stop complaining. Most good ideas die in planning. As Elon Musk says, if you're going to fail, fail quicker. And I really resonate with that, because, you know, and you can only fail by doing, you can't fail by learning. So just like, if you want to learn something, put it into action straight away, but don't just keep like, don't sit there and call it learning when it's really just consumption, when it's really procrastination. So anyway, I hope this is speaking to you. I hope this is resonating with you. It's a bit of a hammer. It's a bit of a harsh thing. So look, really, I haven't hurt your feelings. But you know, I think it's important to talk about, and I don't think many people talk about it. So yeah, please join me. If you create a lifestyle of creation, not consumption, that's what I'm trying to create. That's what I'm trying to do for myself. And that's what I encourage you to do too, because you'll be better for it. Your business will be better for it. In all areas. And it's not to suggest that you cannot learn by consuming. It's true, you can. There's a time and place for consumption. It's just to suggest that there's better ways to consume. And holistically, what's going to reap more results? Is it by creating a lifestyle of consumption or a lifestyle of creation? Think about that. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you found value in this, you can trust that I provide value in some other ways too. One of the ways I do that is I have a community of clothing brand owners that you can join for free. There's a link in the description. I've even got a free streetwear marketing course on there. And look, it's not like all the other content you see out there. I think you're going to really learn something from it, and it has actionable steps. So it shows you how to put it into action. And so it's a lot better place to hang out in general than social media, because you can still connect and network with others and see what they're doing. But it's a focused space. It's not, you don't get all the other content in there. So thanks for listening to this episode. I'm Elijah Delport, and I'll see you tomorrow for another.